In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 156, the Sacrament of Extreme Unction. And the picture has a man laying in bed. He's with his family kneeling beside the bed. The priest is anointing him. There are insert pictures of the priest hearing his confession and giving him Holy Viaticum. In the upper portion of the picture, it has the words of the extreme unction. Through this holy unction and his own most tender mercy, may the Lord pardon thee whatever faults thou hast committed, by sight, by hearing, by speech, etc. The caption underneath the picture reads, thousands die every year without the benefit of the sacrament of extreme unction. If our faith means anything to us, it should teach us that the moment of death is of supreme importance. It may decide whether we shall be forever with God in heaven or whether we shall suffer eternally in hell. We should see to it that the very sick receive extreme unction to help them face their judge. What is extreme unction? Extreme unction is the sacrament which, through the anointing with blessed oil by the priest and through his prayer, gives health and strength to the soul and sometimes to the body when we are in danger of death from sickness, accident, or old age. It was to cure the sick and console the afflicted that our Lord worked many of his miracles. The Gospels give us vivid pictures of him as he went about doing good and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. From St. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Now when the sun was setting, all who had sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands upon each of them and cured them. St. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. So today Christ comes to us in the sacrament of extreme unction, and if it be for the good of our soul, cures us of our sickness, saying to us as he did to so many long ago, arise, be thou made whole. When our Lord first sent out the apostles, they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many sick people and healed them. St. Mark chapter 6, verse 13. These words from Holy Scripture imply the institution by our Lord of the sacrament of extreme unction. Then before his ascension, he promised his disciples certain wonderful signs that should accompany and follow them that believed in him. Quote, in my name they shall cast out devils, they shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. End quote. It is a certainty that the apostles conferred extreme unction as directly recommended and promulgated for the use of the faithful in the Epistle of St. James. Quote, is anyone among you sick? Let him bring in the presbyters of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he be in his sins, they shall be forgiven him. St. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. The outward sign or ceremony is the anointing with blessed oil. At the same time, the words are pronounced. Through this holy unction and his own most tender mercy, may the Lord pardon thee whatever faults thou hast committed by sight, hearing, speech, etc. The priest anoints with consecrated oil in the form of a cross the five senses, eyes, ears, nostrils, lips, hands, and feet. The anointing of the feet may be omitted if there is any special reason. In case of urgent necessity, the anointing may be made on the forehead alone and the words of the form made shorter. Only a priest can administer extreme unction. What are the effects of the sacrament of extreme unction? The effects of sacrament of extreme unction are 1. An increase of sanctifying grace. Extreme unction acts spiritually as oil does materially. It strengthens, heals, and aids the soul. The effects of oil on the body are well known. Oil is rubbed on athletes to give them greater energy and suppleness. Oil has healing power for wounds. 2. Comfort in sickness and strength against temptation. It gives one graces to console him and strengthen him against temptation. He obtains resignation to God's will, fortitude to suffer, and trust in God's mercy. This sacrament often effects a great change in the sick person. Where he is previously impatient and difficult to please, he becomes resigned to the pains of his illness. 3. Preparation for entrance into heaven by the remission of our venial sins and the cleansing of our souls from the remains of sin. When the person does not recover, if he receives the sacrament with perfect dispositions, part and even the whole of the temporal punishment may be forgiven him. It removes venial sins and unforgiven mortal sins that one is unable to confess if he has attrition for them. It removes the remains of sin, which are weakness of will and evil inclinations, which are results of past sin. 4. Health of the body when this is good for the soul. Extreme unction frequently restores to health. Very often the peace of mind that follows confession and the knowledge that extreme unction has reconciled one with God react beneficially upon the body of the sick person and cause the restoration of his health. Who should receive extreme unction? All Catholics who have reached the use of reason and are in danger of death from sickness, accident, or old age should receive extreme unction. As the primary purpose of the sacrament is to restore the soul weakened by sin and temptation, those who have never been capable of sinning cannot receive it. Hence, idiots and children under the age of reason cannot receive extreme unction. As the danger of death must arise from within, soldiers going to battle, prisoners about to be executed, passengers on a ship about to sink, etc., cannot receive the sacrament. The sacrament may be received only once in the same illness. If the person recovers and falls seriously sick once more, he may receive the sacrament again, even if the illness be the same disease. The sacrament should be administered as soon as there is danger of death. Those attending sick persons should not wait till the person is actually dying before calling the priest. Generally, the restoration to health often worked by extreme unction is not produced miraculously, hence the reception of the sacrament must not be delayed. Extreme unction is a sacrament of the living, hence the person must be in the state of grace. Before its reception, therefore, it is customary to go to confession, unless unable to do so. Extreme unction, which means last anointing, is so called because it is the last of the sacramental anointings used by the Church, not because it is to be put off till the last moment when the sick are at the point of death. When does extreme unction take away mortal sin? Extreme unction takes away mortal sin when the sick person is unconscious or otherwise unaware that he is not properly disposed but has made an act of imperfect contrition. An unconscious person may receive extreme unction. If he is guilty of mortal sin and has attrition for it and falls unconscious before the arrival of the priest, extreme unction will restore him to sanctifying grace. However, should he recover, he is bound to confess his sins, thus forgiven. That ends our reading for this evening. Do we have any questions or comments? I don't really have any either. I'm going to turn the page and look. I believe we're going to be discussing last sacraments, or the last rites. The sacrament of extreme unction actually is one part of the last rites, and thus we saw in the picture at the beginning of this lesson the little inserts of confession and holy viaticum along with extreme unction. So when we have these sacraments united together, they are generally called the last rites. And of course, because extreme unction is the sacrament of the living, the person should go to confession or make a good confession, and then holy viaticum is receiving holy communion, and thus fortifying the soul to enter into eternity. It's important that we not think of extreme unction as being the last in a matter of time, because we're at extreme point of death, but rather it is last rites or the last anointing, because the other anointings have already been done. So this is the one, the last one that anyone can receive. It's also important that we, I guess, reiterate that it is for those who are in danger of death from some internal cause, sickness, injury, old age, and not those who are in danger of death going to war, or criminals about to be executed. That does not qualify for receiving extreme unction. That's not to say that there is nothing can be done for the criminal about to be executed. The church is happy to send the priest to hear his confession, to absolve him of his sins, even to give him Holy Communion if he is properly disposed, but extreme unction is not offered to him on that occasion for his execution. I think that's just about it. Then we will end with our act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos et mania semper. Amen.